Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
I'm at St Vincent's Private Hospital in Fitzroy, which is a marvelous faculty. It's a brilliant hospital that does neurosurgery, cardiac surgery. We also have the positive ones, which are bringing life into the world, which are the cesareans and the labors and the babies. I'm an operating theater technician, so I'm a surgical technician. Basically, my role is to set up the operating rooms for the appropriate operations of the day. My shifts can be from anywhere between 10 and 16 hour shifts.
Are you treating people with COVID-19 there?
St. Vincent's Private, we are only at the moment doing all of elective surgeries, which are category ones. St. Vincent's Public, which is right next door, is actually treating COVID-19 patients.
How do you feel right now, Erfili?
I probably feel like every other Australian who's listening and watching the news. It's a big question mark, isn't it? Because none of us are really certain how this is going to unfold. It's a pandemic. We need to listen to our Premier. We need to listen to our Prime Ministers. If we stay low and if we stay home and if we do all the right things, wash your hands, keep your distances, because we don't have a vaccine for it. We could be infected and we don't know before the symptoms come out. So I think at the moment, because of the numbers overnight continuously rising in the tests that are coming out positive, I think the best thing to do is to stay home.
Is there anything that makes you a bit more optimistic? Do you feel optimistic?
Listening to the news, it's going to give you all the death rates, mm-hmm. the sad cases, the people, the doctors, the nursing staffs that are getting infected. But not many stories, not many headlines are of the people who get over the COVID-19. They don't even know they had it, actually. The survivors of it. So the whole idea is to keep away from the people who you may know of, who have travelled, who have been sick. If you have the symptoms, stay home. Don't even go to your GP. Now they're saying to you, call them. So call them first. Isolate yourself. I've got to be really honest, Bunnell, with a husband of a brain tumour who's already immunocompromised, the last 3 weeks we've been sleeping in separate rooms. And you probably say, why? I'm trying to protect my home, actually. So by me sleeping in a separate area, which is the back end of the house, being in the front line, I could potentially carry it.
Is there anything that you want us to know about you and that we haven't read yet, we haven't heard yet, and that it needs to be mentioned about your colleagues, your doctors?
It's a crucial question. So I work in the operating rooms. I literally stand right next to a surgeon and an anaesthetist. Yesterday at our hospital, those doctors and all of us had COVID-19 training. Started at 7 in the morning and an anaesthetist didn't finish till about 7 o'clock at night training all the relevant staff. What people need to remember is that these doctors, the surgeons, the anaesthetists, they're scared themselves. Why are they scared? They could get it. So if they're treating you and they could potentially get it, they're also human. They still need to go home to families, to wives, to children, to parents. We all need to be aware that we could potentially be carriers.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν; Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.